Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Odyssey insider Cody Decker.
Dodgers, let's go to National League West. Dodgers are finally struggling. And, you know, Bueller's going to miss significant time, it sounds like. Kershaw's just coming back. Offense is kind of, I don't want to say it's slowed down, but they're not clicking on all cylinders right now.
Not sure what's going on, but you know how these dog days can get when these little things can happen. I mean, this we agree the Dodgers are going to be fine. I'd be shocked if they're not fine. However, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that this team's going to win the NL West anymore. In fact, for the last week and a half, on all my gambling shows, I've been telling people to take out a little sprinkle on the NL West futures on the Padres. They got a better pitching staff. They got a comparable bullpen. And they have an offense that honestly can go toe-to-toe with this team. And they're going to get Fernando Tatis Jr. back.
Like,
dude, I don't know. I think it might be worth to sprinkle a little bit on the pods. I think the Padres, I remember last year, we at the beginning of the year, we were talking about the Padres finally being the team we've been wanting them to be. They finally are. They're finally that.
Yeah.
They're finally that team. This year is the year. 2022, this Padre team is a legitimate World Series contender. Joe Musgrove is a legitimate Cy Young contender.
Yeah.
Manny Machado is a legitimate MVP contender. I mean, there is nothing wrong with this team at the moment. Even the players that the fans have been after for years, like a Hosmer, has been holding it together a little bit. Now, he struggled the last 100 at-bats, but overall on the year, Hosmer's been having a pretty decent year. I mean, this is a pretty damn good baseball team, and you have the luxury of seeing him every day.
Yeah, this is a special. You knew last year, even as we watched and they were playing really well, you just knew that it couldn't sustain it if the starting pitching didn't start to pitch better. And that never came to be true. Like, they struggled at some points. I don't know how it finished, but I know in deep August, the bullpen had thrown more innings than the starting pitching had. And that's, as you know, Glenn, that's not survivable. I was surprised the bullpen held it together as long as they did. They didn't really start leaking until September. So the fact that now you got the Padres among the best starting rotation in the league, I think they have the most quality starts in baseball. Yu Darvish throws another 8 innings of one-run ball yesterday. It's his third consecutive start of 7 or more. And that's like the norm for this rotation, not just Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove, up and down. They've had injuries to Snell. Clevinger has been injured. He's now in the COVID IL. So they haven't even been full. We already mentioned Tatis Jr. not having played one game this season, yet they're coming to tonight's game tied for first place with the Dodgers. So this team is for real. And I think you bring up a good point about the Dodgers and possibly them not winning the National League West. I don't know about you, but it seemed like the race that they had with the Giants last year took its toll at the very end, right? Because they were both doggling for that National League West title. Giants end up winning. There's an argument to be made that both of them sprinted to the finish line and had nothing left come playoff time.
Can I make an interesting argument that I just thought of just now?
Go for it.
Is it even at the moment, with the way the playoff system is laid out, is it that even worth it to win your division? Because think about it this way. The Dodgers is a team that's been in the playoffs and has gone to the World Series, what, how many times in the last 5 years? Three times? Four times?
Four times, I think, yeah.
My question is, how many extra baseball games, how many extra innings has the Dodgers played over everyone else over these last few years? I know this doesn't seem like much, but they've played almost an entire season more in the last 8 years than any other team, it feels like.
Facts.
You got to assume it's taking its toll on a Kershaw, obviously. It's taking its toll on a Bueller. It's taking its toll maybe on the bodies of like a Muncy who's struggling right now. And I'm not saying that this is the reason. I'm just saying maybe this is playing in a little bit.
This is certainly something that I think as we go into this new playoff format that we all should pay attention to. Because the idea when they came up with this new collective bargaining was to keep the reward for teams that win the division. Well, if you're a team like the Dodgers that's won a division however many times they've won it at this point, is it conducive? And I think the question you have to ask yourself is, are you deep enough from a starting pitching or just a pitching in general, right? Because obviously you're not facing it with one of those teams that wins the thing gets a bye, right? If I remember it.
I believe so. So and here's the thing. There's the other thing. In baseball, is a bye a good thing? Because I can make the argument that it might not be.
Well, we've seen teams have long layoffs and it come back to bite them. So I don't know. I think it's a study case to watch, right? Because we're going to find out. Because now there's a legitimate bye, right? You are not playing in the first round if you have the best record in your league. So we'll find out over the course of time. But you may be onto something that this is it could be in teams, certain teams, not all teams, certain teams benefit to go ahead and you know, maybe not necessarily push for the division title.
Almost like kind of like the Padres idea last year. Remember, we just talked about it, how much they used their bullpen early and then their bullpen fell to pieces and got hurt because they were just overused early on?
Yeah.
It's almost like you could possibly implement that strategy this year and it actually benefit you. And almost like in basketball terms, you know, like, you know, like what's the term that they use for players who get pulled out for quarters? Like,
Man, I can't.
you know what I'm talking about, where they pull them out. It's like controlling your minutes or whatever. I don't remember the actual term.
It'll come to me, and before we get off the show, I will.
Like literally right as we're saying goodbye, you're going to just yell it out loud.
Oh, my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. But I got what you're saying.
But it's like that, you know, you're controlling, if you control your pitcher's innings a little bit and you can be a little clever about it, you know, might be able to get an extra five innings out of certain pitchers in the playoffs come the end of September type thing or the end of October type thing. It's interesting because we've just never been in this scenario.
Right.
We've never seen a bye in Major League Baseball. And the reason why I think it could be detrimental, you know this, Tony, I know this. Going like four extra days without seeing a live pitcher after seeing live pitchers every day, it has a serious effect. So during those off days, you gotta see some live pitching. Well, here's my question: what live pitching you see? The same pitchers on your team? Well, then are they actually getting a rest at all if they're pitching live innings at practice? Yeah. I mean, it's just I'm wondering where the benefit is, and this is going to be a unique year.
It's going to be a unique year, and we're going to see unique things, right? Here's my thing in the Padres. Bob Melvin has been kind of teasing, is it? And he used Adrian Mordejon in his first start. He talked about a kind of a hybrid bullpen guy that he can give you one, but he could also give you like three. Those guys may be extremely valuable if you have that kind of depth. Padres have a ton of starting pitching depth, so they can experiment with these type of things. And you wonder, in those type of situations, as you get deeper into the season, how valuable a guy like that is. All right, let's move to.
What are you saying that Seth Lugo might be the most valuable man in Major League Baseball now?
I'm just saying a guy that can swing between one and three innings out of a bullpen and be able to save some guys' arms and also give you the type of results you need. Just saying, those guys could be pretty valuable.
I'm just saying, let's get Brett Tomko a call. Get him out of retirement, man. It's his time.
You know, and probably Tomko could give you three innings right now.
Unquestionably.
I wouldn't put it past him at all. All right, let's move to something we very rarely go to in this show because it is big time baseball, and that is really covering the big leagues. But there was somewhat of a shocker in college baseball. The Notre Dame team took down Tennessee, who, you know, I hadn't followed a whole lot of college baseball this year, but Tennessee was regarded as the best team to ever grace a baseball field based on what I've read. They got beat after going 57-9. Notre Dame takes them down. What are your thoughts, Cody?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I knew that was going to be your thought.
Tennessee, you get what you deserve. You walk them off with a double in right center and you flip off the outfielder. Go home. Had enough. Baseball gods are real. I love you guys up there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Man, I love this game.
They, you know, with the European cut uniforms, they have really irritated a lot of people with the way they go about their business. You aren't the first person I've heard with that sentiment, right? Because they were pretty extreme. I must say, I love good banter. I love a good showboat, but they were pushing. They were stepping over the line.
Dude, I'm the biggest Jazz Chisholm fan in the world, but you can only have one Jazz Chisholm.
You can't have a whole team of them.
I mean, for the love of God, the Marlins had a meeting last week about how they couldn't stand Jazz Chisholm. Can you imagine 26 of them?
No kidding. Now, there was some controversy, and to me it was a controversy, right? We know the rules. We've known the rules since, I don't know, 11, 12. You can't argue balls and strikes. And we know that that rule is held pretty tightly at under the professional realm. So college, high school, little league, like, you can't do it at all. And so, you know, a kid gets ejected. The best player on the team gets ejected for arguing balls and strikes. He says he wasn't looking at him. But again, if you play college baseball, you know it's a do not pass go type situation. And he did it in both him and the manager, Gabron.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. There is a way to easily argue balls and strikes in baseball. There is a way, but unfortunately, in the college level, they do not tell you how to do this. Here, I'm going to give everyone in college baseball and everyone in baseball the quick how-to idiot's guide to arguing balls and strikes. You can say whatever you want about the call. Only about the call.
Yep.
Do not say anything.
Don't make it personal.
The moment you say the word you... You're gone. You cannot say the word you.
Nope.
You can say that was a bad call. I have that. This is the best way. You want the real way to get under an umpire's skin and he can't toss you? This is how you do it. Pitch a little down, step out, and just kill him with kindness. Hey, Rick, I got that a little down. You got that? You got any more on that? He's like, I got about a half ball more on that deck. A half ball?
Half
I don't know,
ball?
Man.
Okay.
I don't know. I know I'm 5'11", but 5'11" is normal height. I'm not Jose Altuve. You can't give a half ball more.
You explained it perfectly. That is exactly how you have to deal with umpires. And listen, as I said, the professional realm, you're given a little bit more leeway. I mean, you still can't make it personal. And, you know, a lot of people are feeling themselves right now about Tennessee being eliminated because
you know what else? You know what else did the perfect example? I won't quote it obviously because it's a bit R-rated, but of course the movie Bull Durham even did a perfect way, a perfect example on why you can get tossed and how you can get badmouthed a call. He badmouthed the call, and the umpire said, "Did you just call me that?" "No, I said the call was that," and he kept trying to goad him until he said the word "you," and then he tossed him. That's exactly how it works, for better or worse. It doesn't make much sense, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So Tennessee gets upset. The College World Series goes on. It's actually, I think it's Super Regionals now. We're still a step away.
No, it's the College World Series.
Are we in College World Series now?
They get knocked out of the college. They got knocked out of by Notre Dame to go to the College World Series. And by the way, if you are going to look at a team, I will tell you this. If you haven't been paying attention, there is a player I want you to look at. And I've known this kid for a couple of years. He's a great kid named Ivan Melendez. He just broke the single season home run record out of Texas. He's from El Paso, Texas. Wonderful kid. Ungodly talented. This kid's going to be likely a first rounder. He was drafted in the 17th round last year. This year, 32 home runs. He's known as the Hispanic Titanic. I'm rooting for Texas in this
Hispanic Titanic.
Yeah,
I love it.
And I'm rooting for Ivan Melendez forever. I cannot stress enough. On and off the field, this kid is a winner and a gem of a human being, and I cannot wait to see him studded up in the major leagues, which he will be doing before you know it.
Well, Ivan Melendez, you have all eyes on you during this College World Series. Good luck to you and the Texas Longhorns. That's going to do it for this week of Big Time Baseball. Make sure you subscribe or like wherever you get your podcasts. Check out Odyssey Sports. That's where you'll find Big Time Baseball. Cody, where can they find you?
At Decker. Time management.
Damn. Time management. Load management. Time management.
How did that take me so long? You can follow me on Twitter at Decker6 and on Instagram, Antihero Baseball. Go Texas Longhorns this weekend.
Indeed. You can catch me on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr. You can catch me on IG at Tony_Gwynn Jr. You can also catch me Monday through Friday in San Diego on 97.3 The Fan. Gwynn and Chris runs from 2 to 6. Until next week, Cody and I will catch you. Love baseball.